Welcome to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. We pray that this message will strengthen you and encourage you. Now here's a message from one of our pastors.
And so tonight we're going to talk about you are a woman of influence. You go, not me. I'm from San Bernardino. I'm from Moreno Valley. I'm from wherever you're from, Highland, right? And how can I be a woman of influence? But I'm here to tell you that if you are living and breathing and sitting in this room right now, you are born again, daughter of the Most High God. You actually are somebody who carries something called influence. Now, we are not talking about the influencers that we see on TikTok and we see on Instagram. In fact, I hear about there's an influencer fatigue and people are annoyed with the influencers. And you know what? That's not what I'm talking about. This is an influence that carries on into eternity. This is an influence that is carried because Jesus died on a cross and we are the righteousness of Christ here on this earth. You are his hands. You are his feet. You are the mighty woman of God he's called you to be. And so tonight, let's tear down these ideas. Let's break them up. Let's tear that ground out. Let's replace them with what God says about us, and let's step into all God has called us to be. Are you guys ready to do that? Well, then this woman that we see, she's pretty amazing. And she's somebody who can catch something before it's going to happen, and you'll eventually get there. You might be learning how to do that right now. In fact, there's new seasons and new places that you're going to be coming to in your life. I'm watching my mom, who's, you know, I won't tell her age, but she's learning new things. How old are you, Mom? 75, 76? Yeah. And I don't know which one. Yeah, one of those. 5, 6. No, I know it's 6, 7. I know. I'm not stupid. And here's my mom, and I'm watching her tell me what she's learning. She's learning a new thing. I watched my dad before the day he went home to take his breath. He was learning new things with God. Why? Because we never stop growing in Christ. We never stop getting closer to him. We never stop having to relearn lessons we did learn 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Because it's God's goodness and grace that will come alongside of us, carry us through those hard places, and go, hey, I know you already learned this lesson, but let's relearn it again. Okay? And so tonight, I believe God has that. So if you have been feeling like you are not somebody that God can use, I'm here to tell you, stop letting the defeated one defeat you. Because I felt that way walking in here. I had the three mighty women of God back there pumping me up and telling me, you're going to get out there and you're going to preach this message. And I'm like, I don't even know what I'm saying. Because it's not about me. It's not about me at all. It's about me being obedient to Christ, and that means I am successful, as we learned from Pastor Dan a few weeks ago, right? And so when we walk in what God asks us to do, then we get into God's heart, we get into God's ways, we get into the heartbeat of who God is. And when I was studying for this message and I was preparing these points, I'm like, Lord, can we just call my mom and have her preach this one, because she's the right one to preach this message? And he was like, no. And, well, wait, you know, Pastor Melissa, I think she's good at this, and she hasn't done a PM yet. And God's like, no. And I'm like, this is what he told me. And he actually gave me a word, and then he told me after he gave me the word to tell you, because the word is for you too. Are you ready? This is what he told me. He spoke this to me, and I was typing it out. He said, your position and your place in my family is not based on your feelings. Your self-evaluation or your weak moments in life do not have anything to do with who I am. You carry influence in this world because of the position you have with me. It's righteousness displayed. And if you know what righteousness, it's right standing with Christ. So pick yourself up, dust off your insecurity, step back into your position, because I've called you to do this. Girls, he's called you to do what we're going to talk about tonight. You are going to be a woman and an influence for Christ, okay? So, Proverbs 31. We've been in Proverbs 31. And if you're in this room, you're going, this is for married women. It is not for married women. It is for married women, 100%. But it is for all women. I actually believe it's even for the men of God, if they would actually see how God is talking about this. Proverbs 31 is God displaying himself as a groom, and his needs for his bride. Who's his bride? You are, right? The church. The message is not to bring condemnation, but it is to challenge us all to challenge us, right? Because when we're challenged, we get better and we work at becoming whole in Christ Jesus, all right? So I want to encourage you tonight to turn off your phones, okay? So I want you to right now, because I'm so sick of hearing phones ring when I preach. Jesus is not calling you on the cell phone, okay? Silence them, put them on, do not disturb, do what you need to do, because I believe God has a word for you tonight, because the groom is talking to his bride. Proverbs 31 is not, are you ready? A job description for women. It's not. Nor is it a shopping list for men. That's good to know. It's an example of the abundance of God that he gives over us as time, in time, as we grow and know him and love him more. Isn't that beautiful? As single women or married women, it is a good reminder that a husband and kids are not your prerequisite to receive all God has for you in your life. Whether you're single or married, God has something for you tonight. I want to give you this perspective for all women in the church, that we are the bride and he is our husband. Okay? All right, with that in mind, you are women who are destined to influence others. You say, I've never been told that in my life. Has anybody never heard that you are destined to influence someone? That's kind of a weird sentence, right? I know. I believe you, Felicia. I've never heard that I was destined to influence somebody. But as I heard the Spirit of God speak through these scriptures, he says, I ordained my women to influence the people around them. You are stewards, girls, of those things God entrusts to us. Whatever that looks like. That could be families, husbands, children, jobs. It could be you're a student right now and you're getting your degrees. Where do you find yourself? Wherever you find yourself, you're stewarding for the kingdom of God. And this means that you can step into it as a great woman of influence. So go with me to Proverbs 31. We're going to pick up in chapter 22. And it says, she makes her own bedspreads. Wait a second, Pastor. How is this an influencer? I do not sew. Just bear with me, okay? Let's just go there a little bit more. She makes her own bedspreads. She dresses in fine linen and purple gowns. Some of the fashionistas in here are like, amen, that's my scripture. Verse 23, her husband is well known at the city gates. And you're like, you don't want to know my husband's reputation. Where he sits at the civic leaders, 24, she makes belted linen garments, which when I looked this up, girls, you know what that is? Girdles and chonies, and sashes to sell to the merchants. And see, this woman is everywhere, and where she is, she's special, and she's royal, because when it talks about linen, not everybody had linen. Linen was a special material. In fact, it's a material that you want to wear when you're about to sweat all day long, right? Because it can handle it. It's a material that they wrapped Jesus in, and people that would die on a cross, they would wrap them in linen because it actually keeps bacteria away. Isn't that amazing? In fact, there's this whole thing going around about you should be sleeping in linen sheets, right? And then purple is a color of royalty. Not everybody wore purple in those days, but people that wore purple, you knew that they were women or men that were one of dignity. How many of you have purple on tonight? I should have worn purple. Hey, you go, girl. All right. You are royalty. So this is saying that this woman is wealthy and that she has class, okay? That she cares and she understands who she is. I can't always say I understand who I am. I'm in perimenopause. I think I'm going crazy, and I'm like five people in one body. But she understands who she is. We see her taking care of herself in these scriptures, and we see her working hard in these scriptures. We see her carrying influence everywhere she goes. And see, she's taken on some big things in her life. So let's learn from this woman tonight. And let's see what God wants you to do when you get out in the highways and the byways, and who you are as you walk in the streets, or when you go to work, or when you're a student, or when you're keeping a home, or when you're doing your job. Wherever you find yourself, what kind of woman are you going to be as an influential woman? Number one, I have to value the time for self. And I'm changing this to health. Self-health. not care, but health. Why? Because God gave us these temples. And she is making herself. It doesn't say she's making bedspreads for everybody else in the family. This woman's got to sleep good and look nice when she does. And she's like, I want a nice bed to sleep in. You know, I grew up with this woman who made all of our bedspreads. Her name was Deborah Cobray. She made all our curtains. She made all of it. I think she read Proverbs 31 and figured out, I can do that. And to this day, when my kids sleep at her house and when I sleep at her house, I'm like, it is the most comfortable bed I have ever been in my life. I don't know how she does it. She has like the magic touch, right? Well, there is, I believe this woman, this is how I see her. She's making this bed for herself. Why? Because she's got to have a good night's sleep in order to take care of everything she's responsible for. She's got to have things in place so that there's not chaos and confusion happening around her, and she's ignoring the problems around her, but she has order in her, in the simple place of something like bed, because when we get rest, guess what happens? We're happy and we're better and life is much better. But when we don't get sleep, what happens? Yeah, the crazy side of woman comes out. And so she's trying to take care of herself. She is doing some self-help. And I think we can learn from this. Parker Palmer says, self-care is never a selfish act. It is simply good stewardship of the only gift I have. The gift I have been given on this earth to offer others, your temple. Anytime we can listen to our true self and give it care, it requires we do it not only for ourselves, but for the many others whose lives we touch. Isn't that good? You see, sometimes we're going, we're pouring out, we're giving of ourselves. I could tell you stories about my day today. It was nuts. Because why? Because I have children and they're boys. And it's just the way things happen. And, you know, we have school projects that they tell me about last night. And I have to make 40 crepes and make a business when I found out about it at 6 p.m. last night. Oh, we made it happen, girls. But not without mommy being crabby. And see, when these things happen, right, and our day gets interrupted, right, you have to try and take your calmness, your peace pill. My peace pill is called my Bible. Sometimes I will walk around my house and hold my Bible. And my son Mike is so funny. He's like, oh, she got her Bible. You okay, Mom? I can always tell when he knows I'm like on edge. You okay, Mom? Everything okay? I'm like, you keep asking if I'm okay. I'm going to hit you with this thing. Like, quit. You need to wash your dish. I am not washing your dish. You are 18 years old. You can wash your own dish. I wash everything else and I left the dish for you, sucker. Right? I'm just being honest here. I'm as real as you are. And that's because it was self-care for me not to wash that dish for him. I'm joking. But on a real note, it's okay to think of yourself for a change, girls. I'm going to use my mom as another example. You know, this poor woman has lost her husband. She became a widow when she didn't ask for it. Her life got flipped, turned upside down. And every time, and did you just rap the rap from the 90s? Because I did inside. When my life got flipped, turned upside down. That just shows you my age. Okay. And her life gets turned upside down. She's crying her guts out, and she's saying to us kids, I'm so sorry. What are you apologizing for? Take care of yourself. Did we not tell you that? Mom, just take care of yourself. Do not worry about anything right now. Why? Because sometimes we're so used to making sure everyone has what they need that when our lives are in a place of trauma or chaos or brokenness, we have a very hard time looking to ourselves and going, it's okay to breathe. It's okay that I'm going to get in that nice bed I made for myself all those days ago and never ever have had time to sleep in it. You see, God wants us to look and take care of ourselves. This woman shows me that she's strong enough to know she needs rest, to take care of herself. do it right by your temple. Do right by your temple, girls. How do we treat our temple? We carry the Holy Spirit. We carry God in us. And yet, our temple, we just beat up. Oh, come on, you can keep going. I never stop. Like, oh my God, I mean, me and Pastor Michelle went on a hike the other day. She's way better than I am. And we're on this hike, and it's like this. And I'm not even joking. There are no switchbacks, nothing. And she's just like, and I'm behind her. And I'm like, we're good. I'm like off to the side drinking my water really fast, you know. I'm like, no, we're good. Keep going, Michelle. We can get to the top. We find these people that are coming down, and we're like, are we almost there? And they're like, you're about like halfway. What? She's so nice. She said, listen, we could go back if you want to. And she said it like the Michelle way, but she would have pushed through. And you know what my goal is going to be? My self-care goal is that I'm going to go without her. And I'm going to go up that hill next time a little further and then back down and just keep doing it. And when I get to the top, I'm inviting her to come. Because we have goals, right? We need to not be mad at ourselves. I felt so stupid at the end of the day. And I went home and told Dan, I used to be able to, and I beat myself up. I would have just jumped up that hill before. My calves were hurting. I wanted to pass out. Like, I thought I was going to throw up. Like, and he's like, Jess, why are you being so hard on yourself? You literally haven't slept in like 3 days because of perimenopause. Like, you're getting night sweats like crazy. And now you went on a hike today? Like, he didn't even know what I did. And he was like, that's crazy. And I was like, thank you. Okay. You know? So, girls, do right by yourself. Like, what you used to be able to do and you can't do anymore, take a breath. It's going to be okay. Just start with baby steps and just get there a little bit at a time, because I think we can be really hard on ourselves. And I'm wondering if God is like, hey, it's okay. I still love you. I still cherish you. You still haven't lost influence if you can't do it the same way you did it before. Because we're creative women and we're going to figure out a different way to do it, right? It's not going to stop us. It's just going to change the patterns that we do it. You will not be perfect in this process, girls. So give yourself a break. Can you do that for me tonight? Not beat yourself up. I hope you walk out of this room not beating yourself up. Take time to spend with God. See, so many times, this woman, she sets the time aside, but your time for recovery, your self-health, is time spent in the feet of Jesus. It is that moment of sometimes you get in the feet of Jesus and you don't have anything to say and you just sit in quietly in his presence. And you allow maybe the sun to hit you because you're going, you made that sun, God, thank you. That I'm getting vitamin D right now and that you're bringing health to my bones. Thank you, God, that you, those birds I'm listening to are singing your praises. Oh, Lord, let me sing your praises. God, I praise you right now. I thank you that you are so good. And see, when you don't know what to do, you just calm down and just spend some time with the Lord. And when I do that, sometimes I get lost, and it's been hours, and I'm going, oh, my goodness, I don't really, it's been hours, and I've just been hanging out with God. There's not been major deep conversation. There's not been deep anything. It's been just talking and gawking over how good he is. And I'm here to tell you, that is the best self-health you will ever give yourself. Maybe some of you are so busy that you don't do anything fun anymore. The Lord talked to me about this. He said, a lot of them don't do anything fun anymore. And their excuse is they don't have any money. They, you know, their kids need everything from them. Your time gets taken up. I totally get it, right? Like, that's my life too. But I paused and I said, hey, you want to go on a hike? And I probably could have been doing a million gazillion things. But I was like, I haven't seen Michelle in a really long time, and I just want to be with her outside of church. And I made time. And did you have fun? I had fun. Yeah, I had a blast. And so, girls, what do you need to do for yourself? When was the last time you had some fun? Did you used to like roller skating? Pastor Melissa loves roller skating. Did you guys know that? Yeah, even Pastor Brian bought roller skates. I just have to see that. I just want to see him on roller skates with this bird on his shoulder and a patch on his eye. Because I'm not kidding. What do you like to do? Do you like bowling? Maybe you should go bowling. Maybe, when's the last time you went to go see a movie with a girlfriend? See what I'm saying? Like, maybe it's time to start calling someone and being like, hey, you want to go do something? And I bet you, probably 9 times out of 10, if they can't go, they'll be like, can we, like, reschedule for a time, though? Because I really do want to go. Because, guys, I think we need each other. And self-care is also being with people, because God built us to have friends. He built us to be together with people. When I am with my girls, guess what happens? I get filled up. When I'm with my boys, they kind of drain me a little. There's not too much conversation happening. And there's like, okay. You know, like, oh man, that was a great conversation. But when Chloe calls me, I have to say nothing for like 2 hours. I can just put the phone on speaker, keep working around the house. She needs to hear a and we're good. So, girls, we need each other. We need to talk. We got lots of words. We need to take care of ourselves. We need to take care of our temples. Maybe you were like, man, Pastor, I don't eat the way I should, and I can tell because I'm sluggish all the time. And I want to get back on track. Well, we have Giselle, who teaches health classes for free around here. There's so many tools that we have here at The Rock. Take advantage of them. Get in a group. We have a walking groups and running groups. If you like running, good on you. But what are walking groups? Good for you. I pee my pants if I run. We're in a women's ministry meeting. We could talk about this, right? My daughter runs. She's like, come on, Mom, just run with me. I'm like, I have to get a diaper if I do. Like, because Micah ruined me. Okay, so Miss Cho, Grace Cho came, and she was, Mom, was she from China? Was she from Korea, Grace Cho? Korea, I don't know. I was really young. But I do remember when she said this to us. She said, you guys need to pray, and you need to eat first. And I was like, she came all the way from Korea to tell us to pray and eat first. And I didn't understand it because I didn't have kids at the time, but now I am the last person to eat. And do you ever do this? I hope I made enough, because if I didn't, then what's my backup plan for me? Because I can eat cereal, but they need to eat the good meal, right? Like, we will do that for our family. But she's saying, no, 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 no. You need to eat first so you have energy and you can keep going to keep serving your family and to have the right brain power to do what it is you need to be doing. You see, girls, take care of yourselves. We're living actually in a very selfish society. I'm kind of shocked about moms, like, and not none of you in here, none. But young moms that are like so selfish that they actually don't want to be with their children, which is so weird to me. And they are like pawning them off, and they're like making sure they eat and forget their kids eat. Listen, guys, that's not what I'm talking about here, okay? I am not giving you permission to not feed your children. I am saying, though, but you need to fill you up so you can be strong to feed your children. So get up early, be with God, do what it is you need to do. Self-care is not selfishness, it's selflessness, so that you can be blessing to other people. You see, you will see this woman dressed classy and hardworking. She was classy. She had linen. She had purple. She got herself dressed up. You know, when I go into a restaurant and I see someone classy, she catches my eye. Do you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking, I want to know how she does life. She looks good. She is classy. Her clothes are put together. But if I go into a restaurant and I see someone in their jammies, like the hood, the last thing I'm thinking is, I want to know how you do life. The last thing I'm thinking is, I'm thinking, get your butt dressed. Who is your mama, and who did not teach you to go outside the house like that? Now, if that's you, don't do it again. Because let me be your mama and tell you, keep your jammies for inside your house. Okay? Put on a pair of pants and a bra and go do what you need to do. I know, I hate wearing them too, but go do what you need to do. because they are classy women, girls. They think about what they're going to wear. They think about how they're going to put themselves together. Why? Because they're influencers and they don't want people to look at them and not hear what they have to say. But when they are presentable and when they are put together, guess what happens? People want to know what's happening in their life. And then guess what happens? People are going to come to them and they're going to go, tell me about what makes you so successful. And you go, well, I don't think I'm that successful, but I know I am a woman of God. And I know who God is. And it's the God in me you're noticing. It's the God in me you're noticing. It's not me, but it's the God in me. You see, girls, can we take it up a notch? Can we teach our girls to be beautiful? And I'm not saying fake. I'm saying just be who you are. You are beautiful. Use your natural hair. You don't have to have all the extensions. If you want to have them, good on you. But if you don't, you're still beautiful, but do your hair. You don't have to cank on all the makeup, but maybe a little. Might be good if you want to catch a man. You know, they do look at that. Somebody needs to tell you, I live with men. They want girls that put themselves together. They want women that take care of themselves. You know why? Because it's a reflection on if you're going to be able to take care of them. You say, well, I'm not going to take care of no man, then you should not be married. You do not understand the B-I-B-L-E. I will teach you. Keep coming to church. Okay. I'm just getting in your business today. You still like me? Okay. We can be women of influence. Why? Go with me to Colossians. Colossians 1:22. Yet not he was reconciled you to himself, though the death of Jesus Christ in his physical body, as a result, has bought you into his own presence, and you are holy. There's that woman of influence. Are you holy? Blameless. Not because you made yourself blameless, but because he made you blameless. And you stand before him without a single fault. What? Yes, that's you, baby girl. You get to be that person without fault and blameless. And when you do something dumb, all you got to do is go to your father and say, hey, please forgive me. Can you help straighten me out? Help me to redo this. Help me to fix this. Help me to work this out. And he does. I want you to go around your tables and I want you to ask some questions to each other. I want you to ask yourself this question, okay? I want you to say, can you care for yourself if you do already? If there's things you do, maybe some of you get massages. Maybe some of you get your nails done. These are my own nails, by the way. Yes, I worked hard at that. But what is it you like? I like doing that because I like not looking like my nails are scruffy. It's just like when the body went wider, the nails got done. You know, one goes and I got to do something else. It's okay. So you got to figure out what's good for you. What do you do for you that you're like, I feel better about myself? I want you to talk about it. It's actually not a bad thing to talk about what makes your temple at peace and at rest. Turn to the table and I want you guys to give. And if you go, I do nothing, then maybe listen to what the other girls are saying and maybe take them up on that. Okay? Okay. So how many bake for, like, you when you bake? It's like a detox for you. Was that something somebody said? Yeah. What about sewing? Who sews? Oh, cool. What about crochet or knitting? That's like a really big thing right now. These are self-help things for your brain. It helps help you calm down. How many of you read? How many of you like reading? Yeah? How many of you are like, I like going and getting a massage? That's like once a year, right? How many of you go out to lunch with a girlfriend or something? Right? Okay. How many of you just love to sit alone and don't want to be with people? That's okay. That's okay. That is your health. That's what you need to repower to get back into the workforce, right? But you are a woman of influence. And I love in Matthew 23:34, Jesus is saying this, and he says, but when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, and his reply, they met together to question him again, and one of them, an expert of the religious law, tried to trap him with this question, talking to Jesus. "Teacher, which is the most important commandment of the law of Moses?" And Jesus replied to him, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first greatest commandment." And then he says this to him, "And second is equally as important. Love your neighbor as yourself. This entire law and all the demands of the prophets are based on these two commandments." Listen, we can't love others if we don't first learn to love ourselves. Because how you love yourself is how you're going to love other people. And so can we get better at taking care of ourselves and loving ourselves? Can we all do this? Okay? I have a team of women that beat me up when they're like, "Stop it, stop it, stop beating yourself up." You guys need a group of people that say, "Stop beating yourself up," okay? You're beautiful, or you're wonderful, or you're perfectly made. You are an influencer. So that's what I want our language to be around here from now on, okay? No, you're an influencer. That's who you are on this earth, okay? Next, this woman that we've been listening about. Proverbs 31:22, she makes her own bedspreads. She dresses in fine linen and purple gowns. Number two, we can take time to make beautiful things. We can make time to make beautiful things. What does that mean? That means you have the ability in you. The Holy Spirit lives in us, girls, and he's creative. And when we pull on the one who is creative, we can press in and ask him to help us make beautiful things. I want to give you this analogy. If you were hosting Jesus to come to your house for dinner, right? I know. I thought about that too. I was like, oh my goodness, it's not good enough. Right? I don't think it's good enough, God. Well, he is at your house every day, all day long. When you're braless, in your chonies, and your hair looks like crazy, okay? But let's say you were hosting dinner for Jesus. Would you set a table for him that, look, can you show me the picture, please? Put the picture up. We're not going to go and throw paper plates on a table, right? Can you move those words, please? We're not going to go throw the plasticware on the left for Jesus. No, no. I'm going to come over here if Jesus is coming, and he's going to get the fine china and the silver, right? The silver utensils. Well, listen, girls, you have the ability to host heaven every single day in your world. And let's get a little bit better at making things beautiful again. Because I think we've gotten too comfortable with what's easy, but let's work hard at what's beautiful, okay? So what does that look like? That means that you're creative. You can say you're too busy and, oh, it's good enough. I've heard that. I say it. But what if God's like, what if I need you to do a little extra? Because when you do a little extra, it's going to catch the attention of someone. And the beauty of what I create is in you. And when you create this beautiful atmosphere, it draws people to me. You see, you can't look at the mountains or the oceans. You can't look at the birds and all their colors and all their array and not look at the beauty of who God is. And yet, I think sometimes we forget how much we have the ability to influence through beauty. Girls, we are beauty. I heard men one time talking about women. And they said, I just wish women would understand how beautiful they are. I did. I heard them talking about this. And they said, they nitpick everything and I don't even notice. Their shape is wonderful. I love it. Their smile and the way that they think about things is so beautiful. I'm sad to see a whole part of humanity not enjoy the beauty of who they are. And I was like, oh. Because we are beautiful. You're beautiful. And you have the ability to create beauty as this woman did in this chapter. You see, to make things beautiful, it does take hard work sometimes. It does take a little bit longer. It does take extra thought. It does take to be intentional, right? If I set the one table, I have to intentionally think about that table. But if I am not thinking about anybody coming over, you're getting the paper plate. My son's friend Toby gets paper plates because he shows up and I don't know he's coming. But when I know my friends are coming over, guess what happens? Oh, yeah, I'm going to make a big old charcuterie board for them. And I'm gonna pull out like everything, right? Because I love to create. I love to make things beautiful. Why? Because I want them to know I love them. Because I do it because I care. And girls, we got to start caring a little bit more again. Why do you think Christmas around here is so crazy? Because we make it so beautiful so that when you walk into church during that season, you know that beautiful love of Jesus. That when he died, or I'm sorry, when he came, that was Easter. When he came and he was in that manger and you see the beauty and it sets your heart right. It sets your heart right. It changes people. Andrea and Pastor Melissa were shopping at Hobby Lobby this last year for you girls at Christmas. And we were getting ready for girls' night out, and they were gathering all of this stuff. And there was a person in the store, and the person said, "What are you doing with all this?" And they said, they had carts of stuff. And they said, "Well, we're going to decorate our church for Christmas." What church do you go to? My church doesn't do this. They just do like a little manger scene, and that's it. And they were like, "Oh, we go to the Rock Church. You should come. We care a lot about our people, and we want to make it special for them so that they know they're loved, and so they feel the love of God every time they walk on that campus." You see, girls, it's going to take hard work to show beauty. It's going to take hard. We can't be lazy. There was a farmer, and he was sitting on the porch of his house when a stranger came by and asked him, "How are things?" Toledo. It literally says tolerable. Is that the word? This is called perimenopause. I sat in my car 2 days ago and I stared at my like front dashboard and I'm like, "Where are we going?" And Titus was like, "To school, mom." Okay, tolerable. Thank you, Pastor Teresa. I can't even read right now. And he said, "They're tolerable," he continued. "2 weeks ago, a tornado came along and knocked down all my trees. I would have had to chop them down for the winter's firewood anyways. So last week, lightning struck the bush, and I was planning to burn and clear the whole fields anyways for planting." The stranger responded, "That's remarkable. What are you doing now?" The farmer answered, "Waiting for an earthquake to come along and to shake the taters right out of the ground." Girls, let's not be that lazy. Let's get to work. Let's make things beautiful in our life. Let's be people that are intentional at making things beautiful for those around us. Can we do that? Can we do a better job? When Pastor Melissa says, "Can I get any volunteers?" You need to volunteer. Because God wants us to make things beautiful. And this has to be an intentional thing. Let's be good workers. Let's intentionally be good workers. This woman was beautiful. And this is what she did. She did in Psalms 31, 24. It says she makes belted linen garments and sashes and sells them to the merchants. She knew how to work hard. She was like, "I see a need. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to fill the hole and I'm going to go get it done." You see, when we see the need, we are the answer to fill the hole. We're the one that has the Creator, the Holy Spirit, working on the inside of us, and we can make it happen. Our beautiful friend Anna, you know, Pastor Anna, she's so wonderful, and she's going through perimenopause like me. And so she said, "I don't sleep at night. So I decided I better get creative. I used to make candles, I make soaps, and now she makes the most beautiful natural soaps. They're the best soap to use ever, so if you ever need one, go ahead and find her because she will sell them to you. And her lotions are just, and her candles, why? Because she was like, "I'm not going to just be idle with this time. I'm going to actually be intentional with this time. And out of this, I'm going to create something beautiful." That is a Proverbs 31 woman. And that is a woman who's creating funds for her family. She's creating a place for her family to be able to have the means. You know, Chloe, my daughter, she's going on a mission trip, and she makes these, like, keychain holder thingies that go around your wrist. And one day she just started sewing. Every time I talk to her on the phone, she's sewing. I can hear it. I'm like, Chloe, are you making more of those? Yeah, I just keep getting so many orders. Why? Because she saw that we women, we women lose our keys. And me and my mom always call it the black hole, right? So she said, I'm going to find something really big. Pastor Sue, I'll get you one if you need one. And I'm going to find something really big that you can grab. I never lose my keys anymore, do you? It's so easy to find. And they have a little hook, so if you just want to walk around with it. And I thought, Chloe, you are brilliant. She goes, Mom, I just kept hearing you guys say, I can't find my keys. It's in the black hole. And I was thinking, what could I do to fix that? That is a Proverbs 31 woman. Right? We're going to make something beautiful. We're going to find a hole. We're going to make it happen. And we're going to make some money, girls. We're going to do it. All right? So we're almost wrapping this thing up, but I want you guys to talk about, I want you to share some ways that you can bring beauty to your homes or to your workplace, and maybe some creative ideas I just gave you right now that you do, and share it with each other. Go. This woman cares about the detail because she knows she carries influence. Who carries influence? You do, right. Her life speaks. So everywhere she goes, she has the ability to bring change and beauty to the environment. She's not just anybody, but she is a king's wife. Woo, girls. You are a king's daughter and a king's wife. You are royalty. You are his representative. You carry grace. You carry beauty and you carry God to all those around you. So, in order to be a woman of influence, you got to remember who you represent. Proverbs 31:23, her husband is well known at the city gates where he sits with the other civic leaders. This tells me that he was a man that was respected. He was a man that was revered. He was a man that got things done. But he could do it because he had a wife who took care of things and kept things the way they should be. She kept order, and he knew he could rely on her so he could go do what he needed to do. You see, God is looking to us as his bride, his church. And if we're doing what it is God needs us to do, then guess what happened? God gets to do what he needs to do, knowing that we're going to do what we need to do. And then we together, we can take this world by force, and we can get as many people saved and into heaven as we can. That's the goal. We can be influencers. If you're a wife and you're helping your husband along and you're making sure he has all that he needs, guess what happens? He can thrive. It's so funny. Dan was telling me just today before we left something he did on his own, and it was not a great decision. And we got into a little bit of a fight about it. And my first response to him was, why didn't you talk to me about this? Well, because I just thought, well, don't do that. Because you're not thinking about all the kids, and then you're not thinking about all the things we have to do after. If you do it on this day, it's going to be better for you just in case, so that there's some things that you'll be better taken care of. But if you do it on the day you scheduled it, you're not going to be taken care of. And you're leaving doors open for Satan to come bug you right before you're about to preach. And he was like, okay, geez. And I'm like, next time, call me. Why? Because I take care of the schedule. Because I think around corners. Because I understand how to avoid pitfalls and things, right? And he's like, well, I did the dishes. Well, thank you. I'm so appreciative. I did 10 of them. Like loads of them, and thank you for the one dishwasher you took care of, right? Like, we take care of it, girls. We make this happen. You are the machine that makes the engine run. And I'm here to tell you, because you represent the beautiful car it's surrounded by. You carry that. You're the heart of the home. You're the neck that turns the head. But remember, the head, it needs to be supported. And we're not there to control and manipulate, but we're there to support. We're there to bring a steady balance to the team. We're there to do what it is God needs us to do, or what our husbands need of us in the home. You see, Proverbs 31, our husband is well known in the gates. Not only do we carry our own influence, girls, but we are representatives of this influence. My sister Miranda told me this story, and she said, Jess, she's a mom of four boys. And she said, when they were all young, and they were like, you know, go in high school and going out, and they would be going with their friends. And I kind of didn't know, like, who all their friends were. And I had to just trust that God was going to keep them. And they were starting to go off to college, some of them. And she goes, I would say this to every single one of them before I got off the phone with them or before they walked out the door. I would say, remember who you are. and remember who you represent. So if you do something dumb tonight, you're going to make Jesus look bad, and people will know that he doesn't do what he does. But if you do the right thing, people will know how good God is. I was like, you did that to them? That's awesome. I'm doing that. And it's not about who we represent just in our family, but who do we represent, because we are influencers and we carry Jesus to this lost and dying world. This woman understood that she represented her husband, and that that dignity that she carried gave him dignity amongst the people he was around. You see, we represent Jesus. We represent all that he has. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, so all of us who have had the veil removed can see and reflect the glory of the Lord. You reflect the glory of the Lord. And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like him as we are changed into his glorious image. Isn't that good news, that we represent Jesus in his glorious image? Our husbands and God, we are a walking image of grace and wisdom for others to see. We are a representation of our homes. We're a representation of our God. We're a representation of who God is in us. So girls, I don't want you to forget who you represent. You don't represent the 49ers, because even though I did wear my 49er shirt today, you don't represent, you know, the Lakers or the Dodgers. You don't represent, you know, the Roth clan or whatever your clan is. Like, I'm here to tell you, you represent kingdom. You are kingdom women. And because you have the kingdom of God living on the inside of you, you have been born again. You have been bought with a price. You have a new identity. You are a new creation in Christ Jesus. That means you represent Jesus in the highways, in the byways, inside your home when nobody knows or sees all the details. You are still a representative of Jesus Christ. Your kids are watching how you respond. Your kids are watching how you respond to your husband. Your kids are watching how you respond about the teacher that did something that you didn't like. Zip it up and respect authority, and teach your children to honor those that are older than them and that are in authority over them. Don't be like, oh, that teacher, I'm gonna give her a piece of my mind. We have flipped the script. We don't even understand how God works. And we're going against God, and we're not representing the kingdom. All the teachers in the room are like, amen, thank you. You see, we have to teach what God teaches. We gotta love how God loves. We gotta be how God is asking us to be in this world. Come on, weekends, you're gonna learn what that is. We've been diving deep into it. Matthew 5:16. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. You see, you are a beautiful shining light of Jesus. We carry ourselves with elegance, girls. You carry yourself with the beauty and the grace and reverence of God everywhere you go to work, everywhere you close your eyes, and everywhere you present yourselves. Your children are watching. Your husband is watching. Your husband's friends are watching. Your children's friends are watching. Your church is watching. Let's get better at representing Jesus in a better way. Can we get better at some things like this Proverbs 31 woman? Let's take care of ourselves. Let's cherish what God lives in, this temple. Let's give ourselves the rest that we need. Let's give ourselves some fun and joy. Let's be good to ourselves. Let's speak kindly about ourselves. How about that? Right? Let's be women that bring beauty to everywhere we go. And let's remember who we represent. We represent Jesus. You are a woman of influence. We are women that are destined for influence. I started with this. You are able to be stewards for people to see and look up to. This will require you to step up into great influence to those around you, where you represent Jesus for all the world to see. I believe in you. I know you can do this. You might not always get it right, but I'm here to tell you, you've got this. Say, I've got this. I'm going to go be a woman of influence.
Thank you for listening to The Rock Church and World Outreach Center. If this message spoke to you, we'd love to hear from you. You can follow us on social media or visit our website at rockchurch.com.